One of our greatest pipers, the late Liam Óg O'Flynn, playing there Slieve na Mann. Well, as we know, COVID-19 has had a huge impact on musicians through cancelled performances, postponed touring and significant loss of income for many. However, the world of Irish piping is adapting. Gay McKeown is CEO of the Society of Irish Pipers. He says the popularity of the handmade pipes and the enchanting music they make has not been diminished by the pandemic. And he's on the line now to tell us how and why. Gay, a very good morning to you and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Brian. Good morning.
I'm told by one of my colleagues here that piping was almost a lost art if you go back 40 or 50 years. And it was really only saved and revived by people like Seamus Ennis and others handing down their knowledge and their skill to another generation face to face, sitting there in the kitchen or the living room imparting the skills they had. And of course, that just can't happen at the moment, can it?
No, unfortunately, that can't happen in person, obviously, but there's a lot that we're doing. It's a very complex instrument, the Uilleann pipes. So, as you say, it was almost facing extinction. And, it was mainly predominantly played by Irish people and Irish people who emigrated to US and UK, Australia, etc. And now, all around the world, there are many people playing them, many of them without any Irish heritage whatsoever. So the whole world of Uilleann piping, although it's a very close community, it's a complex instrument, there's an international dimension to it. So we've support a lot of players through mentoring them and providing online resources. And so the international participation is really important. So the online services are critical.
Yeah, and that constant mentoring, the nurturing of the tradition, that really is vital. Without that, it faces the possibility, once again, of maybe just withering away. That can't be allowed to happen.
Absolutely not. And what we've found that we've developed our online services and involving people, a lot more diversity, a lot more people from abroad actually participating in our online performances. So we have a lot of Uilleann pipers recently from Argentina, usually North America, Canada, performing on our series called Piping from the Parlour that's available on our website, pipers.ie. And also what we're doing is we're providing master classes with leading Uilleann pipers, tuition for younger people, and even instrument making workshops and reed making. And it's really pulled the whole community around the world together.
And how are you finding the technology as a replacement for the face-to-face interaction?
Yeah, it does present problems, you know. Sometimes the time delay and the sound quality isn't great, but the spirit, once people are bought into the idea, it's funny, we're overcoming the technical difficulties. And the people really were fortunate in that we've had a strong online presence for a number of years, so we developed quite a lot of resources. So we were in a good place. And to be honest with you, Brian, we've really been taken aback, and we didn't realise how much appetite there was for the online services. So it's been a really strong, pleasant surprise for us. You know?
And I suppose it's such a unique sound, the Irish pipes. There's nothing quite like it, and it has this enormous international appeal, but it speaks so much of our land and of our history and of our nation.
Absolutely. It's been with us for generations, although on several, over the years, it came perilously close to extinction. And thankfully, it has survived through the work of the likes of Seamus Ennis, Leo Rosen, people like that, Willie Clancy. So it is a wonderful thing that people still, it's the sound that captivates people and brings people to the instrument. So we're delighted to provide that opportunity. Also, it's what we do year in, year out, added to the development.
We hope very much that we'll be back sitting in the concerts halls or in the pubs or wherever we manage to come across a piper, maintaining and nurturing that wonderful tradition. Thank you for talking to us this morning. That was Gay McKeown from the Irish Society of Irish Pipers. Their website is www.pipers.ie.